Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here on this Trending Tuesday. I want to invite you to a special service tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, and it's our Yom Kippur service. It's Wednesday, September 15th, 7 p.m. Central. You can watch us on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/ Kurt Landry Ministries. The reason you would say, why, if I'm already forgiven, Yom Kippur means atonement. I believe the Lord is going to bring us a word from the underground, an underground prophetic word of spiritually what is happening, why it's happening, and what you should do to align yourself in this hour to be able to say, Lord, I feel your peace. I need to know what you're doing. I need to see what you want me to do, and I need to have peace about it. So I did it. 10 or 12 minute recording on the dream I had on August the 3rd. And so I want you to look for that. But one of the members in House of David, his name's David, and he comes from the area of Blytheville in Arkansas. And one of the things that I said in my dream about the underground, if you remember the dream, I'll give you a real short recap. It was 1964. I was my age, walking dressed like this in a suit, and I was heading east on Manchester Boulevard. A Plymouth Fury actually drove up, four-door, and they said, we need to know what you know. We drove east on Manchester Boulevard. There was a big bubble in the ground. Concrete was not broken. Asphalt was not broken. Buildings weren't broken. Just a dome. It was like things have bubbled up, and we're at a time where things were either going to break or explode. They drove me underneath the bubble, about a quarter mile into the bubble, and there was a 1964 radio station there. The question was, they said to me, we need to know what you know. And so they interviewed me, and basically I said, I want to talk to you about these people who were not religious people, the government, political person, and a media broadcaster. And it was like they were at the end of the rope. It was like the media mountain and the government mountain had got to the end of the rope. And I was totally peaceful. And they said, we just need to know what you know. And so I shared with them about Ephesians 6, that we battle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, heavenly hosts in dark places. I shared that. But I also shared about the courts of heaven, using prayer, our Father who art in the courts of heaven, hallowed be thy name, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I talked about, we're going to have to put God's principles of warfare first if we're going to win this battle. And the reason there was this large bunker underground, because we weren't winning the battle. And I spoke that instruction out. It went out on this underground radio, but I left feeling really good about it. But one of the things the Lord told me is that we need to watch that San Andreas fault. That's the fault line in California where there's earthquakes, because the bubble and the pressure is building on that. But we also need to watch the New Madrid. The New Madrid comes right up through Arkansas there and the Mississippi River. And one of the members at House of David who grew up in that area sent me some notes. And I think it's interesting because it has a lot to do with what I'll be releasing Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Yom Kippur, because I believe the Lord sometimes will give you a spiritual key to unlocking spiritual attacks. It's like, you know, you pray, you fast, you do everything you can, and then the Lord, when it's time, he'll speak a word in season, and when he does, he can download it, and I'm going to actually bring that word. I'm not bait and switching you here. The reason I'm saying this here is to get your attention to join us and on the live stream, or if you're close, you need to be here. But what David was saying here, he said the size of the Plymouth, he says back in 64, they were either a Belvedere or a Fury, or, and it goes on to a Barracuda, but this was definitely a Fury. And the reason I know that is because when I did my driver's ed class, I was in a Plymouth Fury. And he says that if it's a Fury, it means it's going to be aggressive, trying to force their will. I believe what's happening right now is in the body of Christ, if we don't get a spiritual strategy, that the fury of an antichrist spirit is trying to force its will, steal your freedoms. And that's what was all about in 1964, that there, this was when our freedoms were being under attack. That we know that in 1964, the Civil Rights Act was signed into law. There was race riots, U.S. cities, with Ben Johnson initiating the Great Society. Martin Luther King won a Nobel Peace Prize at that time. And there was just a lot of activity that had to do with civil rights. And I believe we're at a more intense time with our civil rights, with mandatory vaccinations and other things that are trying to be implemented to control your life. You know, you would, everyone needs to understand that the control that is happening right now has to do with a loss of freedom. We just honored the memorial of 9/11, 20 years ago, when we had this horrific attack, terrorist attack against this nation. One of the byproducts of it was we lost a lot of civil liberties. And now we have the virus and the different things happening, and we are losing our civil liberties. And not just us, but all the nations of the earth. But I believe the reason the Lord gave me this dream and I got into a Plymouth Fury is because they are aggressively trying to force their will upon us. I think that's the message. But it's interesting, the Lord said to watch the New Madrid fall. And what David was saying here is that, hang on one second, let me get to his notes here. He said it was interesting in this area of the New Madrid, he said that, says the Indians erected a 50-foot tall cross on a prominent mound. They had a burial mound, which they called the burial mounds there to worship in worshiping DeSoto. And the rain continued and lasted for days and days. It began to flood the Indians where they went to DeSoto to ask them to make the rain stop. But the Indians tore down the cross because they thought that the DeSoto country, that caused the, they tore down the cross because they thought that cross brought the floods and the rain. He also makes an interesting tie here that the German POWs from World War II at a converted Air Force base where they housed the B-52s, and the B-52s were the ones that carried the bombs back at that time. But that also that during that that Cold War time, that's where the POWs were held, and that's where the bombs were held. He says it was the home of the atomic bomb. At least two of the eight B-52s aloft all the time from from coming out of that area. So you have First Nations activity there that didn't go well. You have the United States activity that didn't go well, and it's all on this fault line. So one of the things that I believe that in my dream, the bubble, I believe the bubble is getting ready to break. Now, what that means, I'll be sharing more of that on Wednesday night on the 15th at 7 p.m. Central. But you need to be prepared for that bubble, and you need to be found on God's side. Because the whole story of Yom Kippur is that the scapegoat actually delivers you from the destruction. And so there's three places that you will stand at Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you either stand on God's side, you stand on for righteousness, or you stand against God, or you stand in indecision. This is not a time to be an indecision, and this is not time to be found on the unrighteous side. This is a time to make sure that you are spiritually absolutely aligned with the Lord. Five, because this local year, 5782. Five is the hay. Hay in Hebrew is grace. Grace for revelation. I believe that tomorrow night, as the Lord brings the glory of God down and we repent corporately, Yom Kippur is a sacred assembly called by God, not by man. If you're a pastor or leader and you can be here, you need to come and come in agreement where two or three are gathered. Let's repent together. If not, join us online. Seven is Zion. It's a multiplier, and it intensifies the grace and the revelation. I believe that tomorrow night's the removal of the sin by decreeing the blood of Jesus in the courts of heaven is going to accelerate the grace for the revelation that you need. Chet, eight, is living waters, beginnings. I believe the Lord is going to release out of heaven living waters of new beginnings. Also in the Chet, talks about in Genesis, it talked about that there is a, it's Genesis 2:10 through 14, that the number four also marks a time of division. And this is biblical year 5782. God's going to divide, but also couple. So I'm going to say it again. God is going to divide and also couple. So if what you're coupled to is causing division, the Lord is going to separate, and the four is in this. And what I saw was that there's a great breaking forth of dams of water in the spirit. And in Genesis, it talks about in the garden that the one of the rivers in the garden and divided into four heads, and there's four heads. So we're going into a season where it's kind of like Joseph. He had a coat of colors. He shared his dream and his coat with his brothers. His brothers didn't like the coat, didn't like the colors of it, and envy and jealousy and strife rose up. And so they went what we call the way of Cain, like with Cain and Abel. Didn't like the fact that Abel's offering was accepted and Cain's was not. So we're at a time where there's going to be separation, where there's going to be four rivers that go out for a season, but then they'll come back together. Just like in Joseph's life, Joseph was put into a pit, sold into slavery, went to Potiphar's house, did well in Potiphar's house, betrayed again, ended up in prison, betrayed by his fellow inmates in prison, but then ends up with Pharaoh. When he gets into Pharaoh, he interprets the dream, gives the answer, and it starts this deliverance. I believe that's what the dream was saying to me. Personally, what I felt was there's a time of those who will be just walking down the street, minding their own business, and those in the government and in the media will come up and kind of hidden and say, we need to know what you know. And they'll drive you into a hidden, so to say, bunker someplace, and you'll be able to speak out what really delivers and what really saves, even in the political mountain and in the media mountain. I believe that we're going to see that in this year. But the Het, living waters, I believe the living waters is also speaking about on Thursday, we're going to have an immersion here at House of David where you bury your life according to you circumcise your heart afresh. You bury, you cleanse your temples from any false crowns, identities, fears, doubt, and aspirations, where you immerse yourself, cleanse yourself from your yesterday. Even Yeshua, without sin, said to John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, no, I can't baptize you. Jesus was without sin. He said, it's not about sin. It's about making it right. And to make it right, Jesus went into the water, went down, immersed himself, and the Lord spoke from heaven, said, this is my son who I'm well pleased. And there was a recognition of the 12 stones of the 12 tribes saying, it's great. I appreciate what you did. I appreciate the Levitical priest that crossed the river here that birthed this nation. But now I'm going to raise up out of the tribe of Judah, not out of the Levitical tribe, kings and priests according to Melchizedek. You will be immersing into your priesthood as kings and priests. It's the kings and a priest that will have the revelation and all the seven mountains of influence. And this is the time of that shift. That's why I'm giving you this word tonight to prepare yourself and for this. And so we have grace to intensify, seven, multiply grace and life for revelation, chet, eight, new beginnings of living waters, and two, bet, God's strength in your house. God's strength in your house. So if you read this year from right to left in the Hebrew, God is speaking a word to you. I am the Lord of your house. I am the author and the finisher of your house. I want to strengthen your house. I want to open up wells of living water inside you, which is revelation. I'm going to, seven, perfect grace and multiply it. And I'm also going to give you grace and favor to bring revelations to the nations, because the nations are your inheritance. So one of the things that we do is that on tomorrow night, we also bring an offering, a special offering for the feast for Yom Kippur. And you need to bring and become prepared to go to kurtlandry.com/feast and sow your Yom Kippur seed today. Go ahead and get that seed in the ground. That's a peace offering. It's an offering that you pray about. The Lord will give you a number. It's not a specific mathematical equation. It's the Holy Spirit would speak to you and say, Lord, on this day of atonement, I want to honor you. So it needs to be a gift of a peace offering where you honor God. And whatever that number is, it's based off how much God has honored you and blessed you this year. For some of you, that's $100. Some of you, it's $25. Some of you, it's $1,000. Some of you, it's $10,000. It doesn't really make any difference. You know, some of you have done really well, you know, with whether it's Bitcoin or stocks and bonds, and you've had a huge year in the midst of this. Some of you may want to sow $100,000. We're going to expand our ministry tremendously this year. And if you want to be a part of that, we believe that God has positioned us in a great place. You know, we told you about we wanted to honor the soldiers. And so here's my book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. And this is the paperback version. I just got these in today. And I was hoping, like, oh, the other one's hardback and it's so nice. But this paperback one is beautiful. It's just awesome. Look how it's printed. Really, I can't really tell the difference other than it's not the hard cover. But one of the things I'm so proud of, and I want to thank you because you're our heroes, we are giving this out to 10,000 soldiers. Now, this brigade, each brigade has one of these shirts, and it's a sports, cloth so that they can exercise in this. So each one has their brigade on it, but look what it says on the back. This is amazing. You have soldiers exercising, running around Israel. Look what it says. So we're sending that message. So when you send your Yom Kippur seed, know that it's being sold into good ground that is giving hope and the word of God to the city that's behind me. Remember, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May they have peace within their palaces. And may we say for our brethren's sake, Shabbat Shalom, Yerushalayim. Chag Shemayet, happy holidays. Shona Tova, happy new year. Join us tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, and join us for Yom Kippur. That will be on Wednesday, September the 15th at 7 p.m. Please, this ministry has grown by you sharing. So hit the share button, hit the follow, hit the like, subscribe to us on YouTube. Thank you for spreading the good news and the message. And look forward in the next day or two. I've got a condensed 12-minute video of the prophetic dream that I partially shared here. But join us Wednesday night so that you can know what to do. see your way forward and have peace about it, because I'm bringing you a prophetic word the Lord's given me that will literally break loose for you. And that will be tomorrow night. So I'll see you then. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.